Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Buddy, today is November something. I don't know what day. 2023, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Hey y'all, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this. I hope y'all having a good day today. I hope y'all got some rest. I hope y'all drinking some water. I hope y'all ate good today. I hope y'all family good. I just hope everything is good for y'all, and I send love. And today the episode is all about attachments and why we need to learn our attachment pattern, and how when we learn that, our relationships get with other people get better, our romantic relationships get better, and most importantly, the relationship that you have with yourself gets entirely better. And I want to just be transparent and share some of my story with y'all, and hopefully it can help somebody else. So let me talk briefly about attachments first before I get into my own personal struggles with attachments. Attachments refer to deep, enduring emotional bonds that connects one person to another person across time and space. So for an example, some of the greatest source of joy involve falling in love, starting a family, being reunited with distant loved ones, and sharing experiences with close others. So you don't have to just have an attachment to somebody you physically involved with or romantically involved with. It can also be friendships. It could be jobs. It could be drugs. It could be ideas. It could be validations. It could be all those things that you have an attachment to that make you feel like you'll be complete and whole. And a lot of times when you're not working on yourself and you don't love yourself properly, you can have unhealthy attachments. And that was me. That's still me. You know, I'm still every day working on my unhealthy attachments. Like right now, I got an attachment to smoking because I like how it makes me feel. You feel me? But I'll work through that. But anyways, yeah, attachments really make or break our relationships and make or break our happiness, you know. And oftentimes we'll stay in situations that we know aren't good for us, or we'll keep doing certain things that we know aren't good for us, all because we're attached to it. We've been doing it for so long. We trauma bond. We feel like we just have to have this particular thing or this particular person to keep us well, you know. And man, I battled with that. Like, you know, in my last relationship, I was very attached to him. Very, very attached to him. We grew up together. We had been in each other's lives since we was kids. And I had this idea of just us having kids and us just being on top of the world and us versus everybody, you know. And because I had that attachment to that belief and that idea, I wasn't allowing myself to receive the love that I really deserved. And I wasn't allowing myself to grow. And I wasn't allowing him to grow because of the ideas and attachments that I have of what happiness looked like. So, you know, you could be a great person. You could do great things. But if you have the attachment to the wrong person and the wrong goddamn belief, it's going to ultimately fuck you up. It's going to have you feeling empty. You're going to drive yourself crazy trying to hold on to this idea. And it's also will make you like demanding and controlling, you know. And I battled with that. I still battle with that, you know. But as I've learned now to spend more time with myself and release the grip on those attachments and just really, truly learning to let go, I found out that I don't need anything to feel happy. I don't need anybody to make me feel good about myself. I don't need to hold on to a particular idea that's not serving me purpose. So releasing those attachments and cutting those cords on those soul ties and on those unhealthy habits that we got, you know, it really has helped me a lot. It has helped me a lot. So one of the things that I really did allow myself to do as I start releasing the attachments, I learned to allow myself to feel. I allowed myself to feel everything that I needed to feel. So if I was angry, I allow myself to feel angry. And even currently, if I'm angry, I allow myself to be angry. I'm not going to force myself to feel something that I don't naturally feel. So learn how to sit with those feelings. And it's difficult. It's difficult. Like, you feel like you, when you're trying to like let go of attachments and you're trying to come to grips with life, like, you really just, you honestly, you feel like somebody died. You feel like you dying. You feel like it's the end of the world. But when you learn to just let them feelings flow and you allow yourself to feel everything that you want to feel, the feeling passes, you know. The feeling does pass. And I think that's a lot of the reason why we hold on to those unhealthy attachments, because we got addicted to the initial feelings we first started. But when we became attached to the people or the ideas that we possess, like, you know, when you first get with somebody when everything's good, you that adrenaline that you get and that feeling that you get, like, it got you on cloud nine. So you start chasing that feeling in the duration of the relationship. You just keep chasing that feeling. That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. And also, even if the feeling is currently happening, because you're so attached to just having that one particular feeling, that one particular thought, you drive yourself fucking crazy. Instead of a time when you're supposed to be feeling happy, you can't even feel happy because you're still trying to control the outcome of situation. So learn to flow. Learn to flow. Learn to feel how you want to feel and learn what your feelings are telling you. So that's really what a lot of it goes down to. You got to connect with your feelings about life and about yourself and everything else. Nah, I'm gonna be 100 with y'all. It's so crazy. I didn't realize that I had unhealthy attachments in all of my relationships until like my romantic relationship ended. I didn't realize how much I really needed that breakup and how I really needed everything that happened to happen in order for me to like take myself more seriously and love myself more fully. You know, it was so crazy to me because, like I said, that when the shit was going down, when everything happened, I was mad as hell, and rightfully so. Like, you got a right to feel angry. So I'm going to tell anybody that's going through a breakup or going through some relationship issues, if somebody violated your trust and if somebody violated you and like just disrespected you and the whole fucking relationship, you got a right to fucking be mad about that shit. You got a right to feel sad about that. You got a right to grieve. So don't let anybody that's telling you, you know, that shit is so important. If you're going through something like that, don't let nobody tell you, girl, stop crying about that. Girl, stop feeling like that. You know, fuck them. Girl, go do. Don't let nobody give you that advice and you just feel like you got to respond that way because that's what people are telling you. You don't. If you want to grieve and you want to be sad and you just want to like express how you feel, you do that. You do that. You do what you need to do to express yourself, but try to do it in a healthy way. Do it in a way that's healthy for you. That's not going to cause more harm to yourself or to others. So, me personally, I don't see, this is just me, I don't see the purpose in going and fucking a whole bunch of people after you break up with somebody. Nah, it's no purpose in that. It really makes your healing process a lot longer. However, if somebody is going through that phase in their life, and if that's what they need, I don't judge y'all. I understand it because you really be fucked up mentally. You be so fucked up mentally when you go through that type of betrayal. That shit traumatizing. Like, it's fucked up, you know? It really is fucked up. So, give yourself permission to feel. But as you're going through those feelings, do some investigation about what you're feeling and how you can take that feeling and put it to a higher purpose for yourself. Like, for example, like I said, I didn't realize I had unhealthy attachments until the breakup. It was after the breakup, I felt like I just, like my whole world was just crumbling down. And, you know, like I felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like I wasn't worthy. I felt crazy. Like the first few weeks of that was the rough. I'll say the first month and a half was very hard for me. But as I started going through those feelings, I started also going through the scenarios. And when I knew for myself, I should have been walked away. I should have had more respect for myself to not even allow anybody to play with me like that. And so at first, like when I was coming to that realization, I was beating myself up, which I don't recommend anybody to do. Allow yourself to feel how you feel, but don't beat yourself up. Take that feeling, investigate that feeling, and let it be a lesson to you to move forward and do what you can with it. So as I start going through my little healing process and just start really like, you know what, I'm gonna go read, you know what, I'm gonna work out, you know what, I'm gonna start doing yoga, I'm gonna start, you know, as I started doing those things, my mental became healthier and clearer, and I could take what I was feeling and just really make it as a point to accept myself, you know, because sometimes after a breakup or, you know, after you go through something traumatic like that, because it's not just breakups that could cause you to some pain and some grief. It could be your relationships with your family. It could be real relationships that you have with your friends, the relationship that you have with yourself. So as I start going through that, I realized that I did not have a healthy relationship with myself, because I would know that something is bothering me. I would know that something is not sitting well with me. But because people would tell me, oh, well, it's okay, just give this person a chance, just do this, I would do something that was going against who I really was. No. Take time to learn the attachment that you have with this person, and don't allow an attachment to make you, like, lower yourself. Don't ever lower yourself. So that's when I started investigating it, though. I realized that I was like, damn, I done let this person be the center of my life to where, like, shit, I'm not even doing shit I'm supposed to do for my fucking self. I was falling behind in my business. I was falling behind on, like, my appearance, my stuff that I wanted to do for myself. I just wasn't doing. I was so busy trying to make all of this fiction life happen in this relationship. And I really feel like I said, if I knew what I knew now, and I just would have kept putting the energy into myself, I probably would never even been in that relationship, because I would have knew the attachments and patterns we have. So it's four different types of attachment styles. They got the secure attachment style, And that's like the most healthy attachment, because some form of attachment is healthy. The avoidant attachment style, and that's the person who's like dismissive or like they just act like they kind of don't want to be bothered. So that normally a person that's an avoidant always get with the next person, which is an anxious attachment style. So that's a person that's always occupied and like trying to like keep the relationship together, and they fear being left and they fear being lost. Like that creates the anxious detachment style. And then you got disorganized. So this the person who goes back and forth between not wanting to be left but not wanting to be there either, you know. So it's four different types. So like as you start like looking through, I do recommend that y'all try to like look up the different attachment styles for those who really don't know what it is, but it really do help you understand yourself into why you feel or why you want the particular relationship that you want, you know. And oftentimes it's because we begin in these relationships because we think relationships are supposed to make us whole, instead of making sure you whole before you even get in a relationship. And like for me, I love having someone to compliment me and to make me feel beautiful and to make me feel secure that I got this person by my side. And really that was because I wasn't doing that for myself. I wasn't doing that shit for myself. Like, when you start taking time to do for yourself what you want another person to do, you're not needing that shit to keep going. So you're not going to settle for a lot of shit. You just not. Like, you just not going to settle. Taking the time, though, to really tap in with yourself teaches you that you don't need anyone or anything to make you feel whole and complete. So I started, it wasn't until that fucking breakup that I started really taking the time to focus on myself. And man, what a fucking journey. I didn't realize how I wasn't getting dressed. How, like, even when I was always trying to be like respectful of my relationship, you know, so I wouldn't want to wear certain outfits, you know, I wouldn't even get dressed, you know. And letting go of that and just starting to get dressed, I started looking at myself more in the mirror. I started taking more time to do my hair. I started taking more time to do makeup. I started taking my time to get my feet done, my nails done. And I really liked how I felt. I really felt how I looked. And then I started looking back at like all of my pictures and how like I just was really neglecting myself. And then I wondered why my relationship struggled. And I wondered why my relationship struggled with my family and friends. Well, shit, I'm struggling with me. I'm not taking care of myself. Like, what? There's no reason why you should only get dressed because you going out to the club. No, you should be getting dressed every fucking day fully, however you feel like looking for today, looking good. You don't need an excuse to look good. And I would only do that. I would only like get dressed when it was like parties or going out or something like that. Now, since then, I get dressed every day. No matter what, I get dressed every day. I do my makeup every day. I take better care of my hair than what I usually have been taking care of, because I'm not really a retwist woman. I still ain't. I'm not really a retwist queen, like get my shit retwisted all the time. But it's still other styles you can do with locks, especially when they long. So now I love just taking that extra time to take care of myself. And that in itself just changed my whole outlook appearance on me. Like, not just on appearance, but just my whole outlook on me. They're having unhealthy attachments, being in these unhealthy relationships, it ultimately go down to you having an unhealthy relationship with yourself. So if anybody is going through this and they just feel like they can't get out of a relationship, or they can't let go of a relationship, or they can't let go of their family, or they can't let go of friends, listen, You want to know what make it easier for you to let all of that shit go? When you start holding on to yourself. You start having that attachment to yourself, getting dressed, going to do things you always wanted to do. Stop waiting for people to do it with you. It's like, this whole journey of self-love is a real journey of self-love. And it's not just with the pampering. That's one part. We think that self-love is us just getting dressed and getting cute. Even though I'm talking about that, getting dressed, getting cute, working out. That shit is important, but that's not the only part of loving yourself. As you start working on the outward, you also got to start working on the inward. And accepting and trusting yourself when you don't feel right about something. So if you know something is not sitting well with you, don't keep constantly nagging somebody and keep trying to talk shit out with them in hopes that they would change something for you. No, sometimes you should remove yourself. Most times you should remove yourself, or you should stop focusing on them and start focusing on you and do what will make you happy. And oftentimes, because we attach to individuals and we attach to ideas, we will go against what we know in our heart to be true, is that it's not in alignment with us, and we'll keep doing it. Fuck that. You don't owe nobody no explanation. If you feel like something is not sitting well with you, then you trust how you feel and you examine how you motherfucking feel and get to the root of it, and you do the necessary actions to get you out of that vibration. So like I said, me just starting to tap more in with myself, I'm learning to let go of unhealthy attachments and really just let go of attachments, period, because it actually stops the flow and stops the process of bringing greatness into your life and staying high vibrating. So no, you don't have to, you know, attach yourself to things or people or ideas and worrying about, you know, getting this validation from folks. You know, it's a lot. Like, especially, you know, it ain't just even with relationships, it's with business, it's with just being a black person in America, like, just period. We have this attachment that keeps us going, that makes us feel complete, because the world is constantly breaking us down. Constantly breaking us down. Like, the world be fucking us up out here. For real, for real. The world be fucking us up. But it's our job to just not keep looking for something on the outside, look for something on the inside and fix it. Learn your emotions. Trust your emotions. Trust them, because that's the part too. Like, when you start tapping in with yourself and you just really like in tune, and you actually remove some of the attachments, your everything becomes clear. You're more intentional and more intuitive within, you know. It becomes clear what you like, what you don't like. It becomes clear. So when we have the clearness and the clarity, you know, when we have it, We gotta trust it and stop trying to lower yourself because you have an unhealthy attachment. It's gonna fuck you up every time, you know? So that's just my thoughts on shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to act like I'm no expert or I got shit all figured out. I don't. But I noticed though that when I started going through this process, I realized that I let too many people have access to me. I realized I would put so many people before myself. I would help people with their businesses, and knowing I'm needing to sit down and focus on my own business. I would help people with their struggles, knowing damn well I don't got no money my damn self. I would give somebody my glass, even when I didn't want to do it, because I felt like I had to do it. Because I was attached to this idea and this belief that we have to put others before ourselves. Fuck no. Fuck no. Hell no. Man, when I start thinking about all of the shit I really be doing, and how, like, when I'm alone and I'm in the dark, I'm going through shit and alone and in the dark, and then people will look at you and be like, well, why you ain't got this and why you ain't got that? Bitch, you right. Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? Oh, bitch, because I'm not putting my all into myself. No. It's okay to put your all into yourself, and it's okay to help others and do f- for others. But you do it in trueness. You do it because it's in your heart to do. Not because you feel like you have to do something because you got to put another person before yourself. I don't know who taught us that, but we're not supposed to put other people before ourselves. Ever. I've learned that from this. Like, and I learned that that's a pattern I have of putting other people before myself. Man, fuck no. Fuck no. No, you're not. That's crazy to even think we accept that and tolerate that. You come first. Of course you come first. That you come first. You have to. If you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of nobody else. We say that shit, but it's really fucking true. You can't keep feeding kids and you're not eating. Because then if you die, who gonna feed the kids? You can't keep on helping this N-word with his problems. Because guess what? After you get through helping him with his, he gonna go on and help the next motherfucker with this. And you're gonna be down still with your problems. With more problems. Because you put somebody before yourself. And you can't get mad at other people for that. And that was something I would do. I would get mad. I would get mad. But I did all this for people. Look what they did to me. Bitch, that's your fault. You chose to be a goofy. You chose to be a goofy. That's how I was talking about myself in the beginning. But now, it's not me beating myself up. It's just like holding myself accountable. Like, soon as something happens, we want to keep being a victim. We want to keep blaming everybody for what's going on. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and you got to be honest with yourself. Like, look, I'm the problem. I've accepted all of this shit into my life. I've choose to have these people around me that don't serve me no purpose and good. I've choose to have these people around me or keep giving these people access to me that only want to reap the benefits of me and not want to actually benefit me. No. When I started really just analyzing the pattern that I had, that I had with attracting all of this shit to myself, I really forgave myself, number one. Because that's the whole point. Man, forgiveness is so powerful. Before you can forgive anybody else, you really got to forgive yourself. And the reason for that is because that's really what, like, fuels the anger into situations and scenarios. We'll hold on to them and we'll allow them to make us bitter because we really be angry at ourselves that we allow such shit, such fuckery to take place in our lives. And it's okay. Like, forgive yourself. You didn't know any better. You do now. You do now. You know what type of attachments have been around you. And you're releasing them. And you're releasing them with love. Release them love. And then the next after that, after you forgive yourself, forgive all those other people. Because, you know, nobody's perfect, man. We're going to all need forgiving one day. I forgive. And just because you forgive, don't mean that you got to allow people to have access to you. That's not what that is. You can forgive somebody and never speak to them again. You can forgive somebody and not let them have access to you. You can forgive them, and what that is, that's just you letting it go. Let go of it. Don't even have the attachment that you have to have this feeling towards them forever. You don't have to. You don't have to have that feeling towards anything that hurts you forever. You can examine it and you can let it flow and let it pass and move the fuck on. Move the fuck on. As hard as it motherfucking is, it gets easier when we be 100 with ourselves. Like, look, I don't like this. That shit ain't cool with me. That shit ain't cool with me. You should be able to say that and you should be able to feel that and don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty about it. That's the part where self-love, man, is important. When you learn yourself and you just really, really just, you really, really just fucks with yourself the long way. Like I said, man, I was a people pleaser. I was just, and it's so crazy because people wouldn't assume that, like, because I'm very tough and I'm very rough. No, I'm very loving. I'm very loving and I'm very gentle and I'm very, like, I'm very vulnerable. I'm a very vulnerable person. It's just because of everything that I went through in the world, I chose to wear a mask on my feelings, on how I really feel about shit. But I don't want to like live my life that way. I want to explore all of my feelings, because after you get through being angry, you will feel happy. You will feel happy. Happiness is like immediately after that, if you allow those emotions to flow, like allow them to flow and give yourself permission to really feel. Don't keep putting shit off, because, and that's another thing too, like people will act like they not mad, and or when they get upset or they get sad or they get frustrated and get confused, they immediately, because we all taught this peace, love, and light shit and spirituality, you all taught that. So we taught that if you have those negative feelings and negative emotions and negative vibrations, that you are supposed to just shut them out and just replace them with positive. Nah. You're not supposed to do that. Don't let nobody tell you you're supposed to do that, because you're not supposed to do that. Because then what starts happening when you do get those feelings, you beat yourself up, and then you don't allow yourself to experience those feelings, and then you shut them off and you block them out. But then another scenario happens that's similar to the first scenario, and you couldn't receive the lesson because you didn't allow yourself to process and feel every fucking emotion. No. That's what that shit is all about. Allow yourself to feel it. It's kind of like when you get sick. So like, I don't know if a lot of y'all might be in the medical field, so you'll know what I'm saying. When you get sick and your body gets exposed to the illness, that is actually a good thing, because your body builds immunity to it. So if you try to hurry up and like not catch it, and you try to get this, you know, oh, I don't want to catch this illness. I don't want to catch this illness. You avoid it. A lot of people get hit harder trying to avoid the illness than allowing themselves to just let it pass. Let it pass. You know, like I said, it's like that. Like once you let that sickness and that virus pass out of your body, you let it, you know, run its course. Guess what happens when you get exposed to it again? You 9 times out of 10 won't catch it. You won't catch it. That's what your feelings is like. It's like that. It's like, let yourself experience your feelings. Let yourself process those fucking feelings and really process them. And it is a process. And know every day you don't feel the same. Some days I feel very happy, very secure, very at peace. And then some days I'm fucking mad as hell. A memory will come back that I haven't fully healed from. And then I'll be overly angry. So guess what I'm doing now? I'm allowing myself to feel that. In the moment that I'm feeling that, and I'm journaling it, and I'm processing it, and I'm just letting it flow. I'm not trying to control it. I'm not trying to control it, because I don't have control over it. No, I'm allowing myself to feel it, because that too, we talk when we feel something. As soon as we feel something, we got to take action on the feeling. No, you can have that feeling and not act on your feeling. Just because you mad as fuck don't mean you gotta go test some shit up and go beat somebody up. No, you can learn how to release that anger. You can release your anger, but you don't have to act out and go do crazy shit with your anger. Nah. It's once we master allowing ourselves to be present in those feelings without trying to like put them in the back, that it becomes easier to control your feelings naturally. I hope I ain't talking in circles. I am a little bit high. But y'all get what I'm saying. At least for me, that's how it's been. Like, I used to, like, because I'm a very expressive person too. And I learned to stop doing this too. Every time I get mad, I got to call everybody on my phone, tell everybody what happened, get their side of the story, you know, get their input, you know, have motherfuckers like, yeah, that's wrong. That is wrong. And then it fuel it. And then I keep talking about it. Then I keep talking about it. Then I keep talking about it. Nah. I learned now, you don't have to keep telling everybody all your problems. You don't have to keep talking about the problem. You can feel the problem. You can talk with yourself about the problem. You can sort it out. But you don't have to put everybody in it. You don't have to put everybody in it, because they gonna feel how you feeling, you know, and then they gonna tell you how they would act if they were feeling what you were feeling. And it's not no shame unto those people. It's not any shame. It's really about you as to what you want to do with your, what you're feeling and how you want to respond to your feeling. You don't have to act out of every emotion. And that's really totally opposite about what the emotion is supposed to do. So again, you know, the emotion, it's not happening for you to hurry up and take action and just start beating people up or go into a depression mode and just start hurting yourself. That's not what emotions are supposed to do. Emotions are alerting you that something is not sitting well with your inner being, your inner spirit. Something is not making you feel secure, or something is testing your intuition. That's what your emotions are for. So let them be free. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to process, and then let it flow. Just let it flow, you know. That's all it is about, man, letting it flow. And what really, I promise y'all, I know I said this in the last few episodes, but I promise, man, yoga's been helping me come with that. Like, yoga, like, just trying to get into them different poses. And, like, when I first started, I could barely touch my motherfucking ankles without hurting, you know, when I first started and I really just started taking yoga serious. But now I ease myself into every fucking pose. I ease myself into every pose, and it's just becoming so easy and natural for me. It's not something that I have to make myself do every day. I like to do yoga every day because of what it's helping me sort out and how relaxing it is and how my body feels afterwards. I do recommend yoga, man. I recommend yoga. I do recommend working out. So, like, as you start trying to identify your attachment styles and you're trying to create healthier attachments, me personally, I'm just on a journey right now where I just really am very, very cautious about the people I decide to put around and in my life. I'm very, very cautious. Like, even if somebody I get along well with, if I don't feel like I can bring some good into their life, or if I just can't grow with them spiritually, I'm just not around them until I can figure out how to be a healthier person and have healthier relationships. And now it's been happening to where I've been feeling so good about myself that I'm attracting better people to be around me. And I'm also standing up for the people who no longer deserve to have access to me, because, like, once I allow you in my circle, it's like I don't be feeling like I could say no, you know. So I always say yes. I always try to be available. Like, I just always try to be that person that people could count on. And now I'm learning that it's okay to not be the motherfucking person that people could count on, because, bitch, you gotta be the person that could count on you. So I've learned now to just really embrace being alone and really embrace the relationship that I have within, man. And it's really, man, it's been a journey, like a beautiful fucking journey. I can't lie. Like, a beautiful journey. Like, I really love it here. I know eventually, as I continue to heal, I'm going to have to start allowing people back in and start talking to other people with stuff again. And I've been doing that, you know, just in spurts. But I'm just really, really enjoying doing things for myself and with myself. And it's just been wonderful. Like, now when I want to go places, if I want to go out to eat, I ask people if they want to go. But I really don't care if nobody want to go, because majority of the time, I'm going to go by myself. And I be enjoying that little time that I get by myself to just eat and read me a nice book while I'm up in there, or talk to some people that's in there also by themselves. Like, I be meeting a lot of people when I go by myself that I probably wouldn't have came to me if I had other people with me. Shit, if I want to go for a drive or go out of town, shit, me and my dog, we be gone, you know. And I really spend a lot of time with my pet too. So, man, listen, Learn to fuck with yourself. Learn to fuck with yourself. When you fucking with yourself healthy, heavy, you don't gotta worry about no unhealthy attachments, because you know you will never violate yourself. You know you have a healthy relationship with yourself. You know you have a healthy friendship with yourself. So just, man, tap in, y'all. Tap in with yourself as much as you possibly can. Well, I'm done ranting, y'all. I've been smoking a little bit, so I hope this episode was helpful for y'all. I have another one coming on the way. And I'm trying to get back to doing these consistently at least once a week. So thank you for everybody who been rocking with me. Like I said, since 2018, I fucks with y'all, man. Because I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing when I first started podcasting. And y'all really been riding with me. Y'all really, when I was on my breaks and not doing this shit, y'all really was inboxing me and hitting me up. Like, man, bitch, when is you getting back to podcasting? I fucks with y'all for that. And that y'all even take the time out of y'all day to listen to my show. Or the time out of my day, out of y'all day to even acknowledge that y'all see my growth and shit. Because I really am just trying my best, you know. I don't try to be phony. I don't try to get no attention from nobody or no sympathy from nobody. I really just be sharing my life because I really feel like it's a testimony to God and what he can do for you and what he is doing for all of us and how we all just are great. We're all just fucking great. We're all like filled with an abundance. And the moment that we just start realizing that and really just start tapping into ourselves and not being so accessible to people who don't fucking value us and not doing things that don't add any value to us, life just gets fucking better. Life just gets better. So I don't know who needed to hear this, but I hope this episode helped somebody. I love y'all, and it's more on the way. It's up.
Yeah. AC. AONSL. Fat. Hey, hey, hey. Queen Quamo was good. Relax and take notes, just don't steal my quotes, smartest slave ever, I just jumped off the boat, watch me float, to the top, yo chick give me top, that's all she did cause that bitch was fine, nah, sitting on the couch watching Boondocks with her hand on my jaw, fly nigga just wanna land in her box, speed it up, got me fucking out my socks, getting rocks off, she take her top off, then get me neck until I drop off, look, I just want money, pussy and mohair, niggas wanna diss, tell them go ahead, ain't gon' get you no bread, niggas always talking to jinx, I swear these niggas no fits. Riding in the whip, bumping out the blue, drinking Mountain Dew cold red. I just passed your ass, you was riding on a moped. Damn, the flow sick, tell the doc I need more meds. Been killing this, damn, I still don't get no credit. 30 creeping on me, niggas sleeping on me. Keep that heat on me, convicted felon, leave you bleeding, homie. Hoes leaning on me, know I'm dope. So they fiending for me, cooking, cleaning for me. Whoa, do I need them? No, you know how this go. Play me and get the cold shoulder. And I let you freeze till you froze over. At your funeral, button down with the old loafers. They drop your casket and it shows over. It's alright. Look, I'm the coldest nigga spittin' for real. You think you better, must be kidding for real. You kidding for real. All cat, no cap, this is all facts. I'm pro black, need greenbacks, nigga. All that fat. Ay, 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 fat.